Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I get it. I know allergy season is here. It's bad. I've given you guys multiple tips. We'll probably do those again, but I got to tell you, it stinks because everybody's looking at me like I have COVID. Like, I don't have COVID, okay? I don't. It's just my nose is running. We got to talk about how to get rid of the pollen, get away from the pollen. We're going to visit that. We're also going to give you guys some updates on what's going on with the Ukraine-Russian war. But really quickly here, over the break, one of our listeners wants to know how students are allowed to, sorry about that, just had some pineapple, how students are allowed to quote-unquote practice on patients. Many people find it pretty distressful that there could be a medical student, and don't be fearful, these students rock. But I get it. Many people are, you know, stressed out, thinking that they might be in a hospital, there might not be enough providers, it might be a teaching hospital, and there might be a student or a resident. I got to tell you, I would rather be in a teaching hospital than any other hospital. I've told you guys why, and I'll tell you again. But I get why people are a little upset because of what happened with the Wake Forest medical student. The Wake Forest medical student, I think, was just on Twitter trying to join a thread when, you know, an older doctor was talking about transphobia. She wanted to join in saying, you know, she experienced transphobia by saying that when she was drawing blood, somebody was making fun of her pronouns, and he ended up getting stuck twice. It implied that she retaliated, but that's not what happened. The school said no. She was unsuccessful with the first blood draw, got somebody else to do the blood draw, so she technically followed protocol. So, but it did bring to surface, you know, bias in medicine, bias by patients, abuse medical professionals face, abuse patients may feel they face. So it did bring to light a lot of topics. Hopefully this girl's career isn't ruined, and I think she got one hell of a lesson in social media, and, you know, thinking that you know, everybody believes the same way I do, so I could say something like that, and people are going to be like, wait a second here, you actually retaliated against somebody? So, you know, I could see why people are very concerned about what doctors, residents, medical students do, and I have said many times that I think a lot of students need to be prepared that there are going to be patients that, you know, might be jerks, that might assault them, that might, you know, not believe what they believe. And, you know, there are ways to handle it. And so the school said, you know, that she followed the protocol. My guess is she couldn't do the stick. She got somebody else. She didn't like that he was, you know, making comments anyway. So when she saw this threat, she's like, oh, I could join in because I had an experience with a transphobic patient. So the problem is when you make it sound like you're the one that, you know, got him stuck twice, or you were happy that he got stuck twice, now there's ethical issues. So in terms of students and the practicing, this is how it works, okay? So we don't become an amazing doctor like me overnight. It's time to make this. And so you learn a lot in school. You are in the classroom for at least 6 years before you are active in the hospital. So 4 years undergrad, if you're able to do an undergrad, you know, degree in 4 years, and then 2 years bookwork in medical school. They start to introduce you in the hospital, start to get you more comfortable with patients. I have recommended that medical students start working on a lot of the sort of venipuncture and hand skills that they need so they could jump right in third year. Some medical schools are doing that. Others are still really slow to that. But I think since day one, there are dummy arms, mannequins, things like that kids can practice on. They can even practice on each other. So there's ways to train them so that they aren't complete virgins day one when they go into the hospital. But as most of you guys have known with your trade, you have to jump in and you dive in. And with that, you are going to be asked to help. And people say, well, gosh, you know, there's going to be a medical student, the medical student. I just want every professional in the world working on me. Well, that's not always practical. But there is always somebody in charge. Always. No medical student gets to perform any procedure or anything without there being the doctor or professional there guiding. And so it seems like, well, guys, somebody's going to poke me and they're going to miss. I've had seasoned professionals, venipuncturists, not get the vein. I got really good veins, but I've had venipuncturists go, I'm sorry, I'm going to try it again. It's totally fine. You know what I mean? So keep in mind that if you did get stuck twice, or if there was maybe a little issue with the catheter or something like that, you know, that can happen with any professional. You know, I mean, I get the stick first, you know, first time out, but I'm a little older, so I've done that. When you are a patient, there are places you could be, either in a teaching hospital, let's say, or in a private hospital. The one thing I've learned with teaching hospitals, and I've said this ever since I was a student, and I'll still say it, is there's always somebody there. So if, God forbid, something goes wrong, not only do you have amazing nurses and staff, but there's always a doctor around. And so with a lot of these private hospitals, most of the doctors are asleep. They're gone. I mean, you have the nurses running the show, and they do. But it's not like you have a medical student or a resident. So, you know, there's more people to talk to. There's more people there for you at these teaching hospitals. And also, there's less likely for somebody to be half-assed, right? You know, when that medical student starts to clean you up and make sure you're sterile, they're going to spend a really good long time. Not some of this half-assed stuff that you might get with a veteran. Medical professional. So, yes, you are going to have students who are learning and who haven't done the procedure 2,000 times. But any procedure that needs to have been done 2,000 times is not going to be done by the medical student. So, if you need to have a hysterectomy, the person that's performing it is going to be the physician. And then with the nurse practitioner or PA or medical student or resident assisting. So they will learn while they, you know, but I don't think you're being practiced on. And if you do allow a medical student or resident to be there and take part of your care, you are helping them save the lives of thousands. So thank you. I am so grateful to every patient I had during my training. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I grew up, we had Gemco, we had Kmart, we had a bunch of these. We had like a Circuit City. I remember Circuit City. We had Radio Shack, Miller's Outpost. There's a lot of stores that were around back then. I mean, huge stores. And now we just don't see them as much. I think Miller's Outpost is completely gone. I think Radio Shack is just online. I need to double check that. But you just don't. I mean, these were stores that were just always at the mall, always there for you. Kmart, I wasn't as much of a fan of. And when I was a kid, I didn't like Kmart because one is, I hated shopping. And when my mom and I would go to Kmart, we would be in there for a long time because it was one of those big box stores, right? Where, you know, you could, you know, shop for almost everything. So I don't like to shop. I wanted to get the hell out of there as quickly as possible. I also didn't like hanging out with my mom. And then my mom would find the ugliest piece of clothes on sale and go, I need to get you clothes here. So, yeah, Kmart dressed me. You know, I mean, I was grateful to have clothes, but I didn't want to wear Kmart clothes. Why couldn't, you know, we have money like the other kids, and I'd be able to get some clothes at the mall. Why did I have to buy my clothes at a grocery store or at Kmart? So, sadly, when I was a kid, I really underappreciated it. Now that Kmart is going away, I wish I appreciated it more when I was younger. But do I shop at Kmart? No. I went to Walmart. There wasn't a Kmart in my area, so it wasn't convenient. But there was a Walmart right by my house. Or a Target right by my house. And so as a result, with people not going to Kmart, and them going to other places that also sell groceries, and, you know, might be more newer and brighter, and I don't know why it's in my memory, but Kmart didn't seem as bright. Walmart, it's almost like there's sunshine in there. And maybe it's because they have those suns around the place. I don't know. But sadly, Kmart now only has 3 stores left in the United States. The Kmart store in Avenel, New Jersey, 15 miles south of New York City, is the latest store to permanently close. SB 360 Capital Partners is managing the store closing sale, according to the liquidations firm website. Once it shutters, the number of Kmarts in the U.S., once they were over 2,000, will now be down to 3. There are going to be a handful of stores elsewhere, but the retail world is now dominated by Walmart, Target, and even more so, Amazon. So Kmart stores in the continental U.S. continue to operate in Westwood, New Jersey, Bridgehampton, and on New York's Long Island and Miami, Florida. Transformco owns Kmart and Sears, has, I guess, been closing. Both Sears and Kmart were owned by Sears Holding, who filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2018. They narrowly escaped liquidation in early 2019, and they were sold to investor and CEO Eddie Lampert, who it has them on a budget under Transformco. Sears and Kmart have closed more than 3,500 stores, cut about 250,000 jobs in the past 15 years. They say Kmart's decline has been slow but steady, brought about by years of falling sales, changes in shopping habits, and the looming shadow of Walmart. Walmart, actually, and this is fascinating, Walmart's been around since the 60s. We only saw it explode in the 90s. But it has been around since the 60s. In fact, it began its life within months of Kmart's founding in 1962. Remember I told you my roommate in medical school in the 90s had said he was going to invest in a company called Walmart? And I'm like, well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Walmart had been around. It just wasn't as blown up and full scale as it is today. And so, I'm fascinated by marketing and stores and consumer purchasing and consumer behaviors. That's my psychology background. You know, I'm family medicine, but I do have a psychology background because of my medical school. They taught us a lot about that. And to see stores like Sears and Kmart, which were like huge in the 80s, not maintain their dominance. What went wrong? Is it that people want something new? Look at the BlackBerry. The BlackBerry came first before the Apple phone. The BlackBerry is one of the first smartphones. And everybody had it. I didn't really like it that much. I had a little trouble with that circle thingy, that little ball thingy that was rolling around. And it was cool, but now. But then once the iPhone came out, I was like, oh, this works. So it isn't just about something new. Is what works. What did Walmart or Target or these other stores do to make it work? Well, Walmart had a bunch of, you were able to get in and out, except for Black Friday. They had a bunch of options. They had more food. They had more colors. It looked more attractive. They used the Mart. Who came first, Kmart or Walmart? I think Kmart did, but, Target has a big red Target. It has, that iconic look. You know, they have it very open. And but even those stores are now having problems because Amazon has taken over. Amazon took over for a while, but people love the fact that they could buy something online. You know, I have to admit, and I don't want to make Amazon any bigger than it is, but I got to tell you, you know, when I'm feeding the cats and I'm like, oh, I need more cat food, you know, I could put it on the shopping list and I could say, okay, next time I go shopping, I buy this. But I could just go to the computer, put in the order, it be delivered. It's so easy. People are looking for convenience. They're also looking to not be around other people. If Kmart or Target or Walmart don't come up with other options, they will later be, having issues. Walmart stock did go up a little bit because I think they're working on pharmacy and I think they're starting to venture more into medicine. But yeah, so people will go to Walmart to be able to. People have been going to Walmart for a haircut. They've been going to Walmart for their eye visits. They've been going now. I think they're going to be going there for medical visits. So Walmart is trying to compete, and it's just what really works for people. All I know is for me, what works for me is being able to order online, and I could just order one thing. I don't have to have a minimum. And I'm like, oh, crap, I need paper plates. Or, oh, man, I need to buy this. And I'll get it in a day or two. It is the most fantastic thing. But it really changes the way we're doing shopping. Now, we do have a problem right now as it pertains to formula. We have a huge formula shortage. And drugstores such as Walgreens are now going to limit the purchasing of infant formula. Apparently, according to CBS Money Watch, stores nationally, 29% of the top-selling baby formula products were out of stock as of mid-March. As a result, Walgreens is limiting customers to purchasing no more than 3 infant and toddler formula products per transaction. Why? Well, there's ingredient shortages, manufacturing challenges, a recent recall, and so that has led to a severe shortage, so customers are scrambling to find supply. Now, I bring this up because we're hearing in the news that people are trying to drive from Walmart to Walmart to find it. Well, again, that's going to bring them online. They're going to go online to try to buy it rather than driving around. So if these big box chain stores don't have supply because of supply chain crises, because of what's going on with the Ukraine conflict cost, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. And Amazon, if they're able to get supply somehow, are going to be even more dominant. So with formula, if you can't find your child's formula, you've got to contact your medical provider to talk to them about what you could substitute. Do not substitute whole milk. Kids cannot have whole milk until they're 1 year old. There's not enough vitamins. Don't make your own formula. Don't try to, like, mix up a bunch of vegetables, go, okay, we'll just give them that. Kids need what's in formula. There's multiple types of formula, the cow milk protein-based, the soy-based, and the hydrolyzed protein hydroxylate. Some children can tolerate, go from one from the up to the other. If the child can't, talk to the medical provider because there might be some other options. The other thing you could do is if there's not a lot of your particular brand that you like, some formulas come powdered, some concentrated, some ready to use. You might have to switch it up. You will be paying more. Trust me, the prices are going up. If you can breastfeed, still breastfeed. You know, but you might be able to make some substitutions. Talk to the pediatrician or family doc. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says United States and its allies are working closely together to manage the fallout of the war between Russia and Ukraine.
The United States and India are going to continue our close consultation on how to manage the destabilizing effects of this Russian war.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. says the war between Russia and Ukraine is taking a terrible toll on women and children. Linda Thomas-Greenfield saying they're not only being forced from their homes, but women and children are often abused, raped, and killed. The U.S. Border Patrol says they're seeing a rise in illegal border crossings in the San Diego sector. Officials saying they're seeing an average of 450 illegal immigrant crossings a day by both land and water. This is compared to an average of 150 illegal crossings a day before the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio News. A border state governor is continuing to voice his concern about an order that could be lifted soon by the Biden administration.
As the world waits for Title 42 to expire, allowing more illegal immigrants into the country, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to prevent that from happening. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News has a stern warning.
Here's a number I can give all of you that will be repeated over and over and over again as a headline. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau. Officials in San Jose are still investigating a fire that leveled a Home Depot. Initial speculation has focused on the lumber section where the fire reportedly started Saturday. No injuries were reported. Smoke from the fire prompted a shelter in place for a nearby neighborhood. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when your doctor says dehydrate, how much do they tell you? Do they tell you to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day? Do they tell you to drink 2 to 3 liters? They usually go, okay, hydrate. Get your hydration in. Don't get dehydrated. Drink. You're like, all right. And you don't. Or if you do drink, you drink a beer or an energy drink, or your coffee. Well, you really need to concentrate on your hydration, because if you don't, it could lead to heart failure. A study led by the National Institute of Health researchers found poor hydration habits in middle age could cause mildly increased blood salt levels, meaning because you're dehydrated, you'll be more salty, and that could be a risk factor for heart failure. Dr. Dmitrieva et al. And his colleagues looked at data from 11,814 people enrolled in the longitudinal arteriosclerosis risk and community study. And it followed middle-aged individuals for 25 years and found that those who had higher serum sodium levels and less fluid volume had a higher risk of developing an enlarged left ventricle or left ventricular hypertrophy or heart failure. They said our analysis revealed significant associations with heart failure and left ventricular hypertrophy risk with the hydration-related measures and identified serum sodium threshold of 142 to 143 millimoles per liter, corresponding to water deficit of 1% body weight and tonicity of 290 milliosmoles per kilogram as warning levels for increased risk of heart failure and LVH. Now, your sodium levels should be between 135 and 145. So these are people that were probably told you're normal, you're good by the average medical provider. Because if the lab doesn't necessarily flag it, you know, make it bold, and it's high normal, a lot of times doctors go, okay, you're fine. Now, I would look at it and say, you might be a little dehydrated, hydrate more. But now we're telling doctors you really better look. And we, you know, sadly, we, you know, a lot of times in medical, the medical profession, depending on how diligent your provider is, they might not concentrate on all the high normals. Like if I see a thyroid number, a TSH being a little bit above, like above 3, the higher the TSH, the lower your thyroid. I was trained that even though it's normal, because it's high normal, that's an issue. Same thing with prostate levels. If your prostate level is high normal, that could be an issue. So when you get your blood work back, look at the ranges and see how close you are to that level of normal. Now, that doesn't mean you need to spend $10,000 on a workup every time you do your blood work if you seem to look a little closer, but make sure some of those numbers are redone. And if you are seeing your sodium a little high, and you're like, you know what, I could drink more water, you might want to do that. So as salt levels rise as your water levels drop. So authors think that hypohydration could be a possible risk factor for developing heart failure in the future. Now, a lot of us don't drink a lot of water because we're afraid, you know, we that one study where uranium and barium and arsenic's in our water supply. So people are like, well, I'm not going to drink tap water. I'm just going to wait till I can get a bottle of water. And a lot of people don't want to spend the money on water. We really have an anti-water epidemic that we need to talk about later. And so some of you are getting filters. Some of you just, you know, you're like, how could that all just drink from the tap? It was interesting. When I had a kidney stone, they told me to stop drinking water from the tap. Because I would drink water from the tap, and they said the salts were making my kidney stones. I'm like, you can't win. But you have got to hydrate. Now, these authors had cited that daily fluid intake varies from 1.6 liters to 2.1 liters for women, for men, 2 to 3 liters for men. Now, that might sound a little low. Most people hear about 2 liters women, you know, 3 liters for men. According to Mayo Clinic, the U.S. National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, say adequate daily fluid intake is about 15 and a half cups or 3.7 liters of fluid a day for men, 11.5 cups or 2.7 liters of fluid a day for women. They say these recommendations cover fluids from water, other beverages, and food. About 20% of our daily fluid intake comes from food, the rest from drinks. So if you take that 20%, the numbers then look like 3 liters for men, 2 liters for women. Okay? So we'll go with that. I understand there's transgender men, transgender women. Talk to your medical provider about your body and size. If you live in Las Vegas, Nevada, you got to drink more water. It's too hot down here. It's dry. If you live in hot climates. Now, you got to be careful of hyponatremia. Hyponatremia is where you have low blood sodium. That's when your levels fall under 135. Drinking too much water has been linked to health risks. So if your salt level is at or above 142, even if it looks normal in the range, they want you to speak to your medical provider on hydration habits. So what is heart failure? Well, okay, well, what does the heart do? The heart doesn't clean the blood. No, no. All the heart is a pump. It's a pump. And that pump needs to work appropriately. And that pump, if it doesn't work properly, it doesn't get the blood throughout the body where it could be oxygenated. and the heart needs oxygenated blood itself. So if the heart wants to get oxygenated blood, it's got to pump right. And if the body wants to get oxygenated blood, the heart has to pump. So the heart gets the oxygenated blood from the lungs, from the rest of the body, and then it has to push it with a force strong enough to circulate around the body. Then it gets the deoxygenated blood after circulation. It pumps this into the lungs to get it oxygenated again. If the heart cannot sustain the adequate force of the pump, it gets weak, and we call it failure. Now, there are different types. You can have the right-sided failure, left-sided failure, filling failure, pumping failure, but we lump it into heart failure. If we think the heart is failing, it's going to try to compensate and try to make it, it's going to try to increase its muscle mass to do the work and enlarge. That's why when somebody has left ventricular hypertrophy, that's a sign that the heart's in trouble. So, what can weaken the heart? Well, high salt. Too much fluid volume or too little fluid volume. Having a heart attack. Having arteriosclerotic disease, arteriosclerosis, or atherosclerosis, or where you have blockages to the blood vessels, high blood pressure, drugs, stimulants, anti-inflammatory use, chronic, you know, ibuprofen could cause it. Trauma, infection, heart valve disease, congenital heart defects, abnormal heart rhythms, liver kidney disease, chronic disease like diabetes, HIV, hemochromatosis, low thyroid, hyperthyroid, alcohol use, tobacco use, sleep apnea. So signs of heart failure is chest pain, trouble breathing, leg swelling, because again, the pump isn't working. So you get backflow, fluid in the lungs, fluid in the abdomen, other tissues, and you might gain weight. So if oxygenated blood isn't circulating well, you could also be tired, dizzy, abnormal heartbeat, have trouble breathing when you have exertion. You can even have renal disease. So what we do is we use diuretics to try to reduce the fluid and reduce the workload of the heart. ACE inhibitors that reduces blood pressure and relaxes blood vessels. Beta blockers help lower the heart rate and the work of the heart. We also use sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors, the SGLT2Is. That's a diabetic medication that has now been also found to help the contractility of the heart, normalize heart rhythms, and, well, that's other things we do, but to help with heart failure. And then sometimes we need to do surgery. We need to either correct why you have an arrhythmia, why you have a valve issue, why you have a clogged artery. So preventing heart failure is key. So you got to maintain normal blood pressure, avoid diabetes, high cholesterol, keep active, eat a balanced diet, and per the study we just talked about, keep those sodium levels normal by good hydration. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as Russia had retreated from North Ukraine and is now bringing a convoy, getting ready to even attack further the east and southeast Ukraine, President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, is asking for help. He was on 60 Minutes, reiterating requests for arms, a no-fly zone. I mean, I admire the hell out of him for, you know, being able to take all this time. He shouldn't have to be doing this. You know, getting on national TV, you know, Fox News, CNN, doing all these news interviews for help. I think the community, you know, the UN, you know, should have been on this since day one. But President Volodymyr Zelensky has again reiterated that his country's war-torn, dire need for additional arms has not let up. He needs closed skies. Russian forces are continuing to just demolish cities, kill thousands of civilians. We're on day, I think, 45, 46. And he, you know, said, when you're working at diplomacy, there are no results. He said, all of this is very bureaucratic. That's why the way I'm talking to them is absolutely justifiable. I don't have any more lives to give. I don't have any more emotions. I'm no longer interested in their diplomacy that leads to the destruction of my country. A lot of countries have changed their mind about Ukraine and about our people, but I think we've paid too high a price for that. Now, obviously, what he wants to say, which he can't say because he's very grateful for the help and the American aid. In fact, Jen Psaki was taking credit for, you know, what America has done, you know, in terms of Russian forces being, you know, kind of pushed out of Kyiv. But basically what he's saying is, you know, look, we're getting killed by the day. And, he's doing everything by the book. I'm doing the diplomacy. I'm trying to meet with Putin. I'm trying to. But, you know, they have paid such a high price waiting to convince the world that Ukraine is being completely cleansed by Russia. Now, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson did go to Kyiv, meet with Vladimir Zelensky. Pretty gutsy, bold move, very politically favorable. He's one of the very few that have gone down there. I think the only one so far. And he said, today I met my friend President Zelensky in Kyiv as a show of our unwavering support for the people of Ukraine. We're setting out a new package of financial and military aid, which is a testament to our commitment to his country's struggle against Russia's barbaric campaign. And Zelensky said he was grateful for the Prime Minister's visit, calling in an important meeting during very difficult and turbulent times for our country. He said, at the same time, you came here, and we are especially grateful for this to happen. This is a true reflection for the decisive and significant support to Ukraine from the UK, and we are always grateful for that. We shall always remember that. So they spoke about the need for more sanctions against Russia, as well as continued support for Ukrainian defense from the UK, as well as the rest of the West. So Johnson has said, thank you very much for having me here today during this incredible, difficult time for you and for your wonderful country. Biden, on the other hand, last month, Biden said he wasn't allowed. Biden had said they will not allow him to enter Ukraine. And you know what? I agreed with that move. I'm like, having him there would be just a mess. I think it would have been a disaster. And so I did not think it was a good idea. You know, it's a shame how prevalent, but when Biden decided not to go to Ukraine, and understandably so, he actually said, they will not let me. This was end of March. President Biden said he wanted to cross the Polish border to Ukraine, but that they will not let me. So you wonder then who's, you are the leader, you are the head honcho. Nobody can tell you what to do, you're president. Who is not, is it the wife? Is it your cabinet? Is it your stylist? I get it, you know, I get it. We'll have, you know, celebrities say, oh, you know, my chef won't let me eat that. My stylist won't let me put my hair up that way. My movie, you know, but you are the flippin' president. So he was in Poland to see the firsthand humanitarian crisis, and there was disaster after disaster when he was speaking ab lib. But when you start to see other foreign leaders go to, you know, either meet with Putin to try to stop him or, you know, to go to Ukraine, it's a bad look. And I get why he is not fit to go, and I get why his team said that. It's understandable. It's just we should never be in this position where we have a president that is advised not to go. Well, the U.S. is planning another Ukrainian security package as they are going to be facing, you know, this much more vicious front. The U.S. is also talking to partners and allies in Europe. French president said he will travel to Ukraine if the trip is useful. He said he was ready to travel if it would be useful. So, you know, I get, you know, you is everybody going to want to just fly there now for a photo op, or are they going to go there because, you know, they are going to be making a difference? If they're like, no difference, we're still going to send aid. But, you know, it's obvious what Ukraine needs. Ukraine needs other militaries to come in and help them. And everybody's shoring up, you know, what they need for NATO. You know, Finland and Sweden may get accepted into NATO as quickly as this summer. And then what is Russia going to do? Is Russia going to attack them before that? You know, NATO at least provides that umbrella that if you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And I get that in case NATO gets attacked, everybody has to have enough of their forces and enough of their, you know. But, you know, part of this is just like with Hitler. If you could have cut the head off the snake day one, you might not have been a possible world war. Ukrainian officials visited UK to evaluate weapons systems, according to British officials. The Ukrainian Prosecutor's General Office said there has been multiple hundreds of kids injured since the start of the war, about 183 children dead, 349 injured. There was a new Russian general overseeing the Ukraine war after the strategic failures. Looks like they are, you know, shuffling people around. But White House is not planning for Joe Biden to travel to Ukraine. I get it. And I don't think it's a I don't think it's a smart move. You know, the other trip just didn't go that well. And, you know, if just for a photo op, Zelensky's busy. They got bigger fish to fry than to sit there and host, you know, all these world leaders that want to come in. Indian Prime Minister, according to CNN, told Biden that he suggested Putin and Zelensky hold direct talks. That's great. That's nice. But that's, I think they've been trying to do that from the beginning. I think the security risk for both of them, I don't know if it's a good idea. It'd be great if they could, but I think the security risk right now, there's, you know, a bounty on both of their heads. It's just too risky. And honestly, you know, with what's going on with Ukraine, they got so much going on. I would not want Zelensky now having to travel all over to be dealing with this. So, you know, we'll see what happens. It's sadly there's going to be a huge convoy coming. There's going to be some, you know, sadly much more casualties coming up on the road ahead. The 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.